请我们一起翻开出埃及记第十九章。
Shall we please all together turn to Exodus 19?
出埃及记十九章，我们从第三节看到第六节。
Verses 3-6.
出埃及记十九章第三节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 3.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice, and keep my covenant,Then you shall be a special treasure of me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom priest and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
25:8-9.
Chapter 25, verses 8 and 9.
出埃及记二十五章第八第九节。
Exodus 25, 8 and 9.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中一切的器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
And let them make me a sanctuary, and I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you. That is the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all its furnishings. Just so you shall make it.
第二十八章第一到第五节。
Chapter 28, verses 1-5.
出埃及记二十八章第一到第五节。
Chapter 28, Exodus 1-5.
你要从以色列人中使你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子拿达、亚比户、以利亚撒、以他玛一同就近你，给我供祭司的职分。你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣，为荣耀，为华美。又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的，就是我用智慧的灵所充满的，给亚伦做衣服，使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。所要做的就是胸牌、以弗德、外袍、杂色的内袍、冠冕、腰带，使你哥哥亚伦和他儿子穿着圣衣，可以给我供祭司的职分，要用金线和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，并细麻去做。
Now take Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar, and you shall make holy garments of Aaron and your brother for glory and for beauty.So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him and may minister to me as priest. And these are the garments which they shall make, a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a skillfully woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. So they shall make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and his sons.And he may minister to me as priest. They shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen.
我们圣经暂时就读到这里。
Now we pause here from our scripture reading.
如果大家今年没有忘记的话，五月在秋运会的时候，我跟大家分享到。
If you haven't forgotten this, in the past May, during the spring conference, what I have been sharing with you.
就讲到我们的主道成肉身住在我们的当中，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
That is the Lord became the flesh and tabernacled among us, full of truth and grace.
也讲到说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与我们同住。
We also talk about this. Behold, his tabernacle is among us, and he will dwell with us.
然后，如果有弟兄姊妹去过锡安聚会的时候，今年我们美西特会也一直讲到神的帐幕在人间。
And if some of our brothers and sisters have been to the West Coast Conference this summer, and the theme is also about the tabernacle of God among men.
虽然好像春令会过去了，锡安聚会过去了。
Although the conferences in the spring and also at the West Coast had already passed.
但是神要与我们同住，神的帐幕在人间，我们要在地上建立他的教会，这件负担一直在我们的心中。
But the very burden that God's tabernacle is among us, and he wants to dwell with us, he wants to build his church, continues to stay in our hearts.
我们曾经讲过，会幕的内容是启示出神为人预备了各样的恩典。
We talked about this before, that the very content of a tabernacle is the revelation of the grace that God wants to provide for man.
借着照着山上的样式建造会幕里面各样的器具。
And the furnishings are done according to the pattern shown to Moses on the mountain.
神把他的心意为我们预备的恩典启示给我们。
In all this, God's heart to shower us of the grace has been revealed to us by first furnishing everything for us.
让人到他面前去享用。
So that man can come before him to enjoy everything.
我们讲到约柜，我们看到神的同在。
So when we see the Ark of the Covenant, we see God's presence.
让我们活在与神的交通里面。
So that we could live in the fellowship with him.
叫我们在约柜的上面看到施恩座，我们取用施恩座的丰富。
And then when we see the mercy seat, we know we can appropriate the fullness of it.
到圣所里面，我们看到桌子。
And when we enter the holy place, we see the table.
我们看到陈设饼的桌子。
We see the table of showbread.
我们看到主是供应人生命的粮。
Then we know that our Lord is the very bread that supplies us.
我们进到圣所里面，我们看到灯台。
And then when we enter the holy place, we see the lampstand.
就是使我们真是能够在生命的光中蒙他的引导。
It enables us to receive the leading of the light in life from him.
我们看到帐幕，看到神荣耀华美。吸引我们。
And when we see the tabernacle, we see that the appealing of God's glory and beauty.
在我们进去以前，我们看到祭坛。
But of course, before we enter the tabernacle, we first see the altar of bronze.
就是神与人相会的这个根据。
And that is the very basis upon which man and God could meet.
我们看到神为预备了这一切的东西。
Now we see that God has prepared everything for us.
然后你看到从二十五章一直启示到二十八章。
So from chapter 25 all the way to chapter 28, we see there is one revelation here.
就是看到一开始神为我们预备这一切。
That is that God first has prepared everything for us.
然后呢，是讲到祭司。
And then the Bible speaks of the priest.
祭司来服侍。
Priests are to minister to God.
来，当人来到神面前，神享用了神预备一切的以后，我们人就进来服侍。
When God has first prepared everything and after man have enjoyed it all, then man approached God and to serve him.
就讲到洗桌盆跟金香坛。
Next, we see the laver and the altar of incense.
当我们看到这些服饰的时候，
So as we view all these services,
当我们看到会幕建造的时候，
as we see the building of the tabernacle,
一开始神是把会幕的意义启示给人。
At the very beginning, God first revealed the very meaning of the tabernacle to man.
然后他就告诉我们祭司要怎么样能够承接圣职。
Then God tells us that how priests could be ordained and to minister as priests.
我们一直大家非常的注意会幕里面的一切启示。
We often pay much attention to all the revelation regarding the tabernacle.
但是我们看到会幕里面一切的预备能够显出它的功用。
But for all the furnishings in the tabernacle to actually perform their function.
第一， First, 当然会幕要建造完成。
Of course, the tabernacle has to be
照着山上的样式。
According to the pattern shown to you from on the mountain.
但是还要祭司显出他的职分。
But next, that the priests have to fulfill their priesthood also.
所以当我们这次暑假我们讲完了会幕以后，
So after the past summer, when we finish all the talking about the tabernacle,
所以我的心一直是给出埃及记二十八章二十九章抓住。
My heart is so grasped by chapter 28 and 29 of Exodus.
我们花很多的时间看会幕里面的一样一样的东西。
Because I have spent a lot of time to talk about every single furnishing in the tabernacle.
每一样都不能错的啊。
Everyone has to be done correctly.
因为每一样都能够把基督启示出来。
Because every single item reveals Christ.
但是当这些的启示能够真正如何显出功用呢？
But how could all this revelation actually brought out their due function?
神怎么能够住在人中间呢？
How can God actually dwell among men?
你看到神的荣光怎么样最后充满在会幕里面呢？
How can God's glory, as you see, eventually fill the whole tabernacle?
你就看到从二十五章开始一直讲到启示。
So we read from 25 and on.
但是到了最后的几章呢，又重复一遍他启示里面所做的。
We see all the revelation, and then toward the end of Exodus, the last part of the chapters, again the Bible reveals.
所以我们就看到启示是重要。
So here we do know that revelation is very important.
实际的把它建造出来也非常的重要。
But likewise, how to actually in practice to build it up is of the same importance.
因为今天在我们这样的弟兄姊妹当中，我们能够明白一点神的启示，我们觉得有已经不得了了。
Brothers and sisters, you probably think, well, for us to be understand some of the revelation from God,
或者是我们
great already.
有一点属灵的认识，知道山上的样式，我们就觉得我们已经上了天了。
And sometimes we feel that we now have spiritual understanding. We understand how the tabernacle is to be built according to the pattern on the mountain.
是这
是 And it seems that we fly to heavens already.
但这个启示如果真正能够显出它的功用呢？
But for the revelation actually perform its function.
是需要对的人。
It requires the right people.
然后对的人把他的旨意执行出来。
The right people, only the right people can fulfill God's will.
所以当我们讲到祭司的时候，
So when we speak of priests,
我们就是看到这是人在神面前的中保。
Priests are the mediators before God and man.
透过祭司的服事，
Through the priestly service,
人与神当中的拦阻给除去。
The obstacles between man and God are removed.
人可以来到神面前，神可以来到人中间。
Now, a man can come before God, and God can come in the midst of man.
这个不是神的帐幕在人间的目的吗？
Isn't this the very purpose for God's tabernacle to be among men?
神要与人同住是要透过会幕。
So for God to dwell among man, it has to be done through the tabernacle.
但是这个事情要显出来，更要借着祭司的服事。
But for this very thing to be carried out, it is through the priest's service.
所以当我们 讲到二十八、二十九章的时候。
So now when we speak of chapters 28 and 29,
弟兄姊妹，我们实实在在在那里更迫切的求主开我们的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, we should urgently ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我们认识会幕，我们已经觉得好像是读得很辛苦啊。
For us, it's a grueling work already to be able to understand the tabernacle.
但是神的启示并不是停在那里。
However, God's revelation never stopped at that point only.
他叫我们再认识祭司是根据什么来服侍。
He wants us to take one step further to know based upon what that the priest.
没有人。神还是不能做工的。
Without man, God does not work.
我们都知道这些啊，哥罗西书二章十七节说讲到这些事都是影儿。
In Colossians 2:17, we read, "All these are a shadow."
那形体却是基督。
The substance is of Christ.
我们知道旧约的大祭司是基督的预表。
And we also know that in the Old Testament, the high priest is a type of Christ.
我们知道我们得救是根据基督。
And we know that we are saved based upon Christ.
但是我们更要知道我们服侍做祭司也是根据基督。
But we also have to know that how we serve as a priest is also based upon Christ.
所以我们看到今天做大祭司的。
So today, as a high priest,
我们讲到说亚不是按照亚伦的档次。
We know that this is not from the order of the high priest is not according to the order of Aaron.
Aaron, 乃是照着麦基洗德的档次。
But according to Melchizedek.
我们知道这个。在希伯来书七章十六节告诉我们
Hebrews 7:16 tells us this
讲到他成为祭司并不是照着属肉体的条例乃是照着无穷生命的大能
It speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ For him to become the high priest is not according to the law of fleshly ordinances, but according to the power of this endless life.
那今天我们都说，我们都是新约里面，我们大家都是祭司。
Today we know that in New Testament, every one of us is a priest.
神拣选以色列人。
God chose Israelites.
在我们刚才读过出埃及记十九章的时候
，We read in 19 of Exodus.
他说神把这些律法颁布给他们。
Now God said, proclaimed all these decrees to Israelites.
第五节说，如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我。做祭司的国度为圣洁的国民这些话你要告诉以色列人
After God did this he told them that Now therefore if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant then you shall be my own possession among the peoples and then you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation These words that Moses are supposed to tell the children of Israel
你知道神拣选以色列人做什么
Do you know the purpose for God to choose Israel?
你知道神把以色列人带出埃及是做什么
Do you know the purpose of God to bring all the Israelites out of Egypt?
是叫他们来服侍他
It's for them to serve him.
对啊一次两次对摩西说你去告诉法老希伯来的神耶和华说有我的百姓去好侍奉我
That's why Moses time again was sent to tell Pharaoh that the God of Hebrews says that let my people go so they can serve me.
叫他们做我的子民。
So they will be my people.
神把律法颁布给他们。
And then God decreed all the laws to them.
是叫他们遵守神的话。
So that they could obey the voice of God.
在万民中做属我的子民。
They could become the very special treasure.
神要借着以色列来修复这个地。
Because God wants to restore this land through Israel.
怎么做呢？
How does he do that?
你们要归我做祭司的国度。
You will become a kingdom priest.
做圣洁的国民。
To become a holy nation.
所以我们就看到祭司的国度是神拣选以色列人所命定的旨意。
So we know that this kingdom priest is this decreed will of God to Israelites.
但是我们知道今天在新约里面，
However, we do know that in New Testament,
我们是主耶稣在这里讲到大祭司叫做麦基洗德的档次。
The Lord Jesus says that he is according to the order of Melchizedek.
不是照着旧约亚伦的等次。
Not according to the order of Aaron in Old Testament.
今天他是那个旧约是影儿，新约是实体。
And he tells us that the Old Testament is but a shadow, New Testament is the substance.
我们今天一的服事不再是根据亚伦的等次。
Therefore, our service is not according to.
我们每个弟兄姊妹做祭司。
Everybody as a priest.
是照着不能毁坏生命的大能的等次。
According to the order of the power of the endless life.
今天你的里面有没有这个生命的大能的等次？
Today in your heart, do you have this order of this power of endless life?
因为我们有耶稣基督的生命。
Now, if we have the life of Christ,
所以我们就要来成为新约的祭司。
Then we should become the priest in New Testament.
所以他说，以彼得前书我们都很熟悉，二章九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
In 1 Peter 2, the verse that we're so familiar with, that you're a chosen generation, you're a holy priesthood, a royal nation.
所以今天当我们要看到大祭司看到祭司的时候，
Now, since we are a people for his own possession, and then when we look at the New Testament priesthood,
我们都知道当神启示了会幕之后，
After God has revealed the tabernacle,
当启示了洗濯盆，启示了祭坛的时候，
After he has revealed on the laver and on the altar of bronze,
到出埃及记二十八章他就讲到祭司的圣服。
Now here in Exodus 28 we see the holy garments of priests.
他讲到我们每一次讲到新约的服事，
Here every time we talk about the service in New Testament,
我们如果不明白旧约，
If we do not understand the Old Testament,
我们对于我们今天有的服事我们还是摸得不准确。
Then we could not accurately grasp what our present service in New Testament should be.
当我们读会幕的时候，主把人家丰富打开，我们觉得哎呀，原来是这么丰富的。
When we study the tabernacle meeting and when the Lord opens it to us, we feel it's so rich in content.
我们认识属灵的认识，属灵的看见。
Now we have the spiritual understanding and insight.
但是我们要具体的进入祭司的服事的时候，
But for us to actually enter into the service of as priests concretely,
用了二十八章一整章讲到祭司的圣服。
Has to use Exodus 28, the whole chapter.Talking about the holy garments of priests.
所以我愿意今天跟明天。
So I would like to use tonight and tomorrow.
就是从祭司的圣衣，还有承接圣职这件事情，能够分别为圣。
To focus on two themes, that is the holy garments of priests and also the ordination of priests to minister as priests.
叫我们看到今天我们服侍主的人，
so,
我们应该受到的一些的提醒。
They would serve the purpose to us for us to understand we who serve the Lord should be reminded of some point.
所以愿意今天用这些时间我们很简单的看一看二十八章。
So tonight we will focus on chapter 28, very simply.
但明天呢二十九章我觉得我没有时间把它看完。
Tomorrow, as we talk about chapter 29, I know I won't have enough time to view every detail.
因为我就是愿意讲一点前面一段承接圣职的几个步骤。
So I would like to focus on the several steps to be ordained as priest.
因为承接圣职里面后面一部分呢是讲把整个的五祭再一次讲一次。
Because the latter part of this ordination actually repeats the five offerings.
那个五祭如果我们要讲呢我们没有时间讲。
And so we really do not have time to talk about those five offerings.
所以明天呢我就是讲二十九章前面前面一部分大概就是前面十节。
So tomorrow I will be talking about the first 10 verses in Exodus 29.
但是呢我还明天还愿意花一点时间呢把神为什么能够使用摩西来完成这一切的建造。跟大家交通一点。
But tomorrow I also want to fellowship with you on the reason why God was able to use Moses to build this tabernacle.
你看到，因为我会稍微提两句啊。出埃及记到了最末了的时候。
When we come to the very end of Exodus, I just want to mention this briefly.
因为出埃及记那里一直的最后。我们就看到比如说四十章五十三节。
Chapter 40, verse
53.
33.
在帐幕和坛的四围立个院帐把院子的门帘挂上这样摩西就完了工。
And he raised up the cord all around the tabernacle and the altar and hung up the screen of the cord gate.So Moses finished the work.
你看到好像整个建造是摩西造的一样。
As though it's saying that the whole construction is performed by Moses alone.
三十九节最末了。
Chapter 39, the very last.
四十二、四十三节。
Verses 42.
说这一切工作都是以色列人照耶和华所吩咐摩西做的。
According to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work.
耶和华怎样吩咐的，他们就怎样做了。摩西看见一切的工都做成了，就给他们祝福。
Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it. As the Lord had commanded, just so they had done it, and Moses blessed them.
我们就看到好像最后说摩西做完了这个工。
In 40:34, it seems that Moses did the work.
所以我们看到神的旨意，神的建造完成，并且能够显出功用。
So we actually know that for God's will to be done and actually perform the function it's supposed to do.
整个建造那个总的工头是摩西。
The very headmaster of the whole construction project.
得着启示的也是摩西。
It is Moses who received the revelation from God.
我们都知道神的旨意在地上完成要透过人。
So we know that for God's will to be done on earth, he does it through man.
所以明天我里面有一个负担，我是最后把祭司那一部分我越过，就献五祭的部分我越过，但是我一定要讲一点神为什么。怎么样用着这个摩西这个人。
This is why I have this burden that tomorrow I would rather skip the five offerings, but I have to focus my sharing on Moses as to how he could be used by God.
所以当我们这么也看到祭司或者服侍主的人的时候
So here as we talk about priests or those who serve God,
我们就来看二十八章。
We need to read chapter 28.
但我们刚才读了第一到第五节。
We just read verses 1 to 5.
我们这里大家就首先要看一看祭司 或者是亚伦是凭什么做大祭司？
We want to ask first by what that Aaron or all the priests could become priests.
其实亚伦并没有什么了不起的。
Aaron really wasn't that spectacular himself.
我们在这里可以看到一点。
But here we see one point.
他能够做大祭司，完全是神拣选的恩典。
The reason that he could become the high priest is purely the grace of election.
然后他能够进祭司的职分，完全是凭着基督做他的供应。
And the reason that he could actually perform the priesthood is according to the very provision of Christ.
就是圣衣。
And that is represented by holy garments.
所以我们在这里看到这是一个起头，我们要大家要特别注意的。
So this is the very first point that we need to take heed here.
所以我们当进入二十八章的时候
，So when we enter into chapter 28,
我们就是看到说你要从以色列人中使你的哥哥亚伦和他儿子拿达亚比户以利亚撒。以他马一同就近你给我供祭司的职分，你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣，为荣耀，为华美。
So in the first two verses, now take Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as priest. Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar, and you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother.For glory and for beauty.
又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的，就是我用智慧的灵所充满的，给亚伦做衣服，使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。
So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest.
今天我们在这里要注意一点。
Now today we need to.
我刚才讲到亚伦没有什么特别的地方。
Focus on one thing that is, as I said, there is nothing great about Aaron.
我们都是亚当的后代。
We are all descendants from Adam.
我们里面都有亚当的性情。
Within us, we all have this Adam nature.
我们有不洁、不义、不虔、不信。
We have unrighteousness, unholiness, ungodliness, and unbelief.
在神面前我们怎么能够服侍他
So before God, people like us, how can we serve him?
神为了解决人的难处
But God, in order to solve all the problems on the part of
man, 为了解决亚伦的难处
To solve all Aaron's problems.
所以把神的荣耀华美嫁给他
God simply endowed upon Aaron his beauty and his glory.
叫他穿上圣衣
So that he could put on this holy garment.
当然我们知道圣衣是预表耶稣基督。
Of course, we know that holy garment typifies the Lord.
你看到圣衣制造的那些材料跟会幕制造材料一样。
And you notice that all the materials to make this holy garment is just the same as building the tabernacle meeting.
亚伦穿上圣衣就是穿上了主耶稣基督。
So when Aaron puts on the holy garment he puts on the Lord Jesus Christ.
让基督的荣美遮盖他。
So he is covered by the beauty of the glory of Christ.
加拉太书三章二十七节告诉我们。
Now Galatians 3:27 we read.
你们受浸归入基督，都是披戴基督啊。
As many as you who are baptized.Are clothed or put on Christ.
基督成了我们的义。
Christ has become our righteousness.
也成了我们的荣耀跟华美。
He also has become our beauty and glory.
今天弟兄姊妹
The brothers and sisters today.
在罗马书八章那里告诉我们
In Romans chapter 8 we also read.
说我们都是神所预先所知道的。
We are all those who foreknown by God.
我们都是神所拣选的。
We are all chosen by God.
我们都是他所呼召的。
We are all called by Him.
所呼召的称我们为义。
Those He calls, He justifies.
所称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
Those He justifies, He also glorifies.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
你不要以为这是将来的事情。
Don't you think this is something?
这是我们信主的时候我们已经有的地位。
This is actually the very position that you own when you first believe in the Lord.
我们不是自己有荣耀。
It's not that we ourselves have any glory.
而是神把基督赐给我们作为义袍。
But God has given Christ Jesus to us as the robe of righteousness.
叫我们穿上了有个基督的义。
So when we put him on, we do have the righteousness of Christ.
基督成为我们的义。
Now, being Christ has become our righteousness.
基督成为我们的荣耀跟华美。
He has become our glory and beauty.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在主面前。
Brothers and sisters, today before God, the Lord.
我们有的时候往里面觉得很矛盾，我们应该觉得骄傲呢，我们还应该觉得谦卑。
Sometimes there is this contradiction within us. Should we be very proud or should we be very humble regarding our salvation?
我不知道你明不明白我讲什么。
I don't know if you understand.
照着我们的本相。
According to our true nature.
我们是污秽败坏不洁不义不信。
We are filthy, corrupt, unrighteous, and holy.
我们真是连死狗都不如。
We are worse than the dead dog.
但是神把我们圈到爱子的国里面。
But God has conveyed us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
把生命给我们。
He has given us His Son's life.
叫我们佩戴基督。
So that we could put on Christ.
当我们来服侍主的时候。
So when we come to serve the Lord.
他叫好像祭司身上穿着的义袍为荣耀为华美。
Just as this holy garment, this garment of righteousness is, it shows off this glory and beauty.
我觉得这里面，如果我们赞摩说这个圣衣呢，是谁呢？是那些敬畏神有智慧的人所织出来的。
Now, if we continue to meditate on this theme, we know that this holy is woven by all those skillfully craftsmen, those workmen.
如果我们从旧约的圣衣看到我们今天在基督里面我们的光景。
If you view the holy garment in the Old Testament for priests all the way to the true conditions of us in New Testament,
我们就想到今天我们在教会里面服侍。
Then we would think that today as we serve in the church,
我们有资格来服侍。
Are we qualified to serve him?
都是神给的。
This is all given to us by God.
地位上，我们信主那一刻，我们就有了。
Position wise, the very moment we believe in the Lord, we got it.
因为他所呼召的又称我们为义，所称为义的又叫我们得荣耀。
Because those he calls, he justifies, and those he justifies, he glorifies.
但是我们实际上有没有呢？
But in reality, do we have this glory and beauty?
我们有没有基督的性情、基督的品格、基督的荣美呢？
Do we have this character, nature, and beauty of Christ?
地位有啊。
We do have the position.
但是多少时候我们透过服侍，
and many times through our services,
我们透过对付，
and through the dealing from God,
我们透过这些有智慧的神的儿女，敬畏神的神的儿女，
through many of the children of God who are wise, who fear God,
我们在服侍、配搭、对付的过程里面，
in the whole process of servicing, in coordination, in being dealt with.
让我们真是穿上基督，穿上圣衣。
And then if we could really put on this holy garment.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是能够进到基督里面，进到服侍里面。
Then we are able to actually enter into Christ, into service.
弟兄姊妹，不知不觉，弟兄姊妹就为我们织上了我们的圣衣的时机。
Brothers and sisters, unwittingly, many brothers and sisters actually contribute to the very reality for you to be put on this holy garment.
穿上圣衣就是佩戴基督。
put on the holy garment is to put on Christ.
就是在基督里。
And that's in Christ.
穿上基督。
Put on Christ.
活在基督里面。
You live in Christ.
借着生活把基督表明出来。
Through your living, then you manifest this Christ.
这是什么？
What is all this?
这是侍奉弟兄姊妹。
This is service, brothers.
所以今天侍奉不是干这个干那个。
So services do not mean that you do this and do that.
是让神在我们生命里面做工。
It simply means you allow God to work in us.
所以神说给亚伦做衣服，使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。
And here it says that God told Moses to make Aaron's garments to consecrate him and that he may minister to him as priest.
人能够在生活上分别为圣。
If a person is able to be set apart, sanctified in his living,
不光光是不犯罪分别为圣。
It doesn't mean that you do not sin, which means you're being set apart.
在侍奉神的事上
But
先完全归给神。
But in the matter of servicing God, first you have to be totally offered to God.
归入神。
To belong unto Him.
进到那个灵里真实的敬拜里面。
To enter into the true worship and service in spirit and truth.
哦，对，好，就是约翰福音说，我们敬拜他要用心灵跟诚实，用真实在灵里面来敬拜他。
And this is what we read in John that God is looking for people who worship Him in truth and in spirit.
这个就是真正的侍奉。
This is a true service.
这个是真正在神里面的连结。
And then this is also the true union in God.
我们知道神的帐幕在人间的目的就是神要与人同住。
We know the very purpose of God's tabernacle to be among men is for Him to dwell with
you. 就是讲到生命的连结。
And here it speaks of the union in life.
不是只是思想上一些的连结。
It's not the union in your thinking.
不是情绪上与主的连结。
Nor is it a union in your emotions.
而是在我们生命的深处与神连结。
Instead, it is in the very depth of your life, you're united with Him.
是在 in 真实的里面，在真理的里面。
It's the union in truth.
今天多少时候我们侍奉主？
So many times today as we serve the Lord.
让我们觉得我们追求属灵的服事。
As we are pursuing after the spiritual services.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们要分别出来。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that you need to be set apart?
我们人要对。
We have to be the right people.
我们从罪里面，从自己的里面，从世俗人情里面分别出来。
You have to be separated from yourself, from sin, and from the human condition, human traditions, and from the secular world.
在真实的里面。
In truth,
分别出来
be separated,
完全归给神
so you will be able to be totally offered to God.
今天我们实在看到每一个服侍主的人
today we see that everyone who serves God truly.
我们一开始我们只是追求一些所谓的知识
we see that at the very beginning we're pursuing after the spiritual knowledge.
我不是说追求知识不重要
I'm not saying that pursuing after spiritual knowledge is not important.
真理
We do need to know the truth.
但是我们借着真理我们认识那条的道路来到主跟前
But through the truth, we know the way through the way we come before God.
但是当我们实实在在的进入服事的时候
But when we actually enter into services,
弟兄姊妹我们有没有进到灵里面的真实与主的连结与交通
Brothers and sisters, have we entered into the fellowship and the very union in truth and in spirit?
圣衣你说是佩戴基督。
Now, if you know that holy garment means to put on Christ,
是叫我们实在的进到他生命里面去。
For for us to be able to actually enter into his life.
然后才能够彰显他出来。
Next to manifest him.
才能够为荣耀为华美。
And also for beauty and for glory.
你看到好像是外面加上去的。
You will see, well, this is being added to this person.
但是属灵的事情是从里面出来的。
But the spiritual matter is always originate from within.
你就看到吗？今天我们看到有一些弟兄姊妹，他们好像属灵的知识很丰富。
And then you will see that there are many brothers and sisters. It seems that they have so much, so much spiritual knowledge.
但是他们多少时候你在他身上碰到的是他自以为是。
But there are so many times when you encounter them, all you see is they feel they are right all the time.
别人不能碰他们。
Nobody should touch them.
好像是高高悬在上。
It seems that they are way up, lofty and high up there.
好像不能够被 challenge 的。
They could never be challenged.
觉得他做的就是为了主，这是多么伟大的事情。
They feel that whatever they do, this is a great thing for the Lord.
但是你也看到一些年长的弟兄们。
And then again, you also see some elder brothers.
他好像平时可以跟你闲话家常的。
It seems that they are so personable that the, you know, they could just talk to you about the mundane family matters.
好像是很平凡的一些的话。
It's just some very ordinary conversation.
好像不是装模作样的。
And it's not an affected act.
但是里面你却碰到真实的生命。
But in all this, you actually touch the real life.
我自己这些日子来在主面前有很多的认罪。
I personally have confessed so many of my sins before the Lord lately.
我们说我们不是工作，我们是觉得是生命。
We often talk that what we serve is not a work.Works, but life.
但是多少时候我们看到有弟兄姊妹有话语的恩赐，有亮光，哎呀，我们实在就非常的看重他们。
But so many times when we see brothers and sisters who are gifted in words, and they always have so much light in God's word, we just admire them.
我们就忽略了他们生命里面有一些很明显的缺点。
Then we overlook the very fact that in their life they are so many easily seeing shortcomings.
同样，我们看到有一些弟兄姊妹，他们好像话语、认识、知识、恩赐不是很明显。
At the same time, we do know some brothers and sisters, they do not have that.Prominent gifts in words, in spiritual knowledge.
但是你却看着他们长年以来在神的家里面忠忠心心的服侍持守，我们竟然不看重他们。
And then you see throughout the years they have been faithful in the house of God, held fast to the truth. To these people, we simply disregard them.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
亚伦的圣衣为荣耀为华美。
The holy garment of Aaron is for beauty and for glory.
是为了他能够分别为圣，完全归给神。
And all this is for the very purpose to consecrate him that he could minister to God as priest.
然后才能够真正供祭司的职分。
If after all this, he is able actually carry out the priesthood.
当我们实实在在看到什么是服事的时候
，So as we consider what's the true service,
我们就看到这是生命的服事。
We see that The service should be the service of a life.
我再说，我们需要有认识，需要有启示，需要有亮光，需要有知识。
Let me say it again. We do need to have this understanding, the revelation, the insight.
但是，我们要看到生命的实际。
But let's also know the very reality of life.
圣衣是一整套的。
We know that the holy garment is a whole set of garments.
胸牌、以弗德、外袍、内袍、冠冕、腰带。
It consists of a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a tunic of checkered work, a turban and a sash.
我们不能一一的细讲。
We cannot go into details one by one.
但是我们看到服事的实际，这里突出一个是讲到以弗德的肩章
，but one
肩带
，one point it stands out as to the reality of service. That's the shoulder piece or shoulder straps of ephod.
还有决断的胸牌。
And also the breastplate of judgment.
第七到第十四节正音讲到有两条肩带。
Now here from verses 7 to 14, they talk about two shoulder straps.
这里是说挂在祭司的肩上。
They hung on the priest's shoulders.
这个是在以弗德一样的做法。
And these are done according to the same workmanship of ephod.
你看在正里面的说正里面呢怎么样呢？说要取两块红玛瑙，第九节在上面刻上以色列儿子的名字，六个名字在这块宝石上，六个名字在那块宝石上，都要照着他们生来的次序，要用刻宝石的手工。仿佛刻图章，按着以色列儿子的名字刻在这两块宝石上，要镶在金槽上。
Verses 9-11. Then you shall take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel, six of their names on one stone and six names on the other stone, in order of their birth, with the work of an engraver in stone, like the engravings of a signet.You shall engrave the two stones with the names of the sons of Israel, and you shall set them in settings of gold.
肩带两块红的玛瑙刻上以色列的名字，而且还要按着他们生来的次序。
On the two onyx stones on the shoulder straps of the priest, there should have all the names of the Israelites engraved on them according to their birth.
二是见证的意思。
Two means witness.
红玛瑙显出神救赎的见证。
Onyx manifests the very testimony of God's redemption.
大祭司的肩头担负着见证。
So, the shoulders of the high priest bears the witness.
见证出神儿子耶稣基督为人所做成救赎的大功。
Testifying the great task of the redemption work of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
十二个以色列儿子的名字刻在上面。
The names of the 12 sons of Israel was engraved on them.
是付代价的刻上，刻图章那样，永不会涂灭的。
It's you have to put in a lot of work, and then like you engrave on a signet ring, that those engravings will never be removed.
要不要休息一下？OK， 你就看到
好像诗篇六十八篇十九节说，我们的主天天背负我们重担的主。
Just like Psalm 68:19 says that our Lord daily bears our burdens. Thank you.
而且他是负我们完全的责任。
And he takes the full responsibility of us.
而且这个次序都是照着生来的次序。
And the sequence is according to their birth sequence.
就是这样，神纪念我们。
This is how God remembers us.
照着我们的本相。
According to our true nature.
不是我们的优点。
Not according to our strong suits.
你看到大祭司身上的这两块肩带。
So you see all the two shoulder straps of the high priest.
我们今天服侍主的人。
Now, today we who serve the Lord.
我们是不是要把众圣徒背在我们的肩上？
Shouldn't we also bear all the saints on our shoulders?
我们是不是要为他们代祷？
Shouldn't we intercede for them?
我们是不是在生活、工作、侍奉做他们的榜样？
In our life, in our service, are we being the examples to them?
我们是不是要把他们带到神的跟前？
Are we bringing them into the presence of God?
你看到这里说是用金草、金子做二槽，把红玛瑙镶在上边。
Here you see the two filigree settings, and upon which that the onyx stones are mounted.
然后安放在以弗德的两个肩带上。醒醒，闭嘴了，不要，不要醒醒。
And they're being put on the two shoulder straps.
我们就讲到，我们上次在中英会时，我们曾经讲过。金子一方面讲到神的性情，也讲到人的信心，对不对？
We talk about this that gold means God's attributes and also means man's faith at a spring conference.
当神的心意向人启示的时候
，When God's desire is revealed to man，
人要用信心接受神的心意。
Now, man has to receive God's desire by faith.
神的丰富能够进到人里面。
For God's riches to actually come into man,
唯一的途径
the only pathway
是凭着信心。
It's through faith.
所以借着信心不单单我们能够享用恩典。
So through faith, not only do we enjoy the grace,
也成为恩典的见证人。
But also we become witnesses of faith.
祭司
Now the priest
同样需要用信心去取用神的恩典，而成为神恩典的出口。
And the priest also has to receive God's grace through this faith to become the mouthpiece of God.
同样，我们知道胸牌。
Now likewise, we also know this breastplate of judgment.
用十二。粒宝石
has 12 precious stones on it.
刻上十二个支派的名字
And upon the 12 stones, 12 names of the 12 tribes are being engraved on.
分为四排
It's divided into four rows.
人有什么好
Is there any good for a man?
戴在神的胸前。
That high priest has to bear it in their over their heart.
你看到十二个宝石。
Here we see the 12 precious stones.
你说宝石多美丽呀、啊、
！Imagine how beautiful these 12 precious stones are.
但是如果十二块宝石代表以色列的十二支派的名字
，If the 12 precious stones represent the 12 tribes of Israel.
你就看你生命的十二个支派有哪一个是好东西。
Then you think, is there any one good tribe among all these 12 ones?
你看看我们这里有几个是好东西。
And think of us here, that is there anybody really good?
但是神看我们是宝石。
However, God sees us as his precious stones.
戴在他的胸前。
And he's been carrying us over his heart.
因为大祭司是在那里预表基督的。
Because the high priest typifies this Christ.
我在这里就讲到，神欣赏我们每一个人。
Here it seems that God is admiring each one of us.
我最近在服侍的时候，我自己在想。
In my recent services, I've been thinking of this.
我们希望我们能够配搭的弟兄姊妹都是某一类的人。
We so wish that the brothers and sisters who work together with us would be the certain type of people.
或者都是听话的。
Those who are obedient.
或者都是很有才干的。
Or those who are so gifted.
或者呢，都是低着头做事情，不说话。
Or their heads simply simply hang low and say nothing to work.
或者不是奇里古怪的。
Not those weird ones.
但是你看到主把十二块宝石挂在他的胸前。
But you see here, the Lord has the 12 precious stones hung over his chest.
每个人有每个人的 problem， 每个人每个人的个性。
Everyone has his own character. Everyone has his own problems.
大祭司都能够带在他的胸前，成为他的宝贝。
But the high priest carrying them over his heart, and they are actually the treasures for him.
我们能不能够容纳跟我们性情不一样的人？
Are we able to tolerate it with those who have a different disposition than we?
我记得我曾经非常羡慕到一个聚会里面，我觉得这个聚会太好了。
I remember one time, I just went to a meeting and I just envied them because I think the assembly was simply wonderful.
那个一个钟五十分钟的波饼呢，可以有六十个人起来祷告。
And the 15-minute breaking bread, there had 60 people who rose up and prayed.
各个祷告都跟喊口号差不多，一样的。
And every single prayer is just like shouting out slogans.
我说真是这位火热呀，这是一队精兵啊。
And I say, they're so zealous. They are the elite soldiers.
但是慢慢当我成熟一点的时候。
But later on, as I matured.
我就发现在他们当中不一样的人没有生存的空间。
I realized that among them, should anybody who's different from them, there is no room for that person simply to exist.
今天
today,
在神的家里面
in the house of God,
有没有一些跟我们不一样的人有空间能够跟我们一同敬拜服侍呢？
Do we allow the room for those who are different from us to worship, to serve together?
当然决断的勋牌有一个很重要的意思，就是能够明白神的旨意。
Of course, one very important meaning of this breastplate of judgment is to be able to understand God's will.
有乌明土明。
Urim and Thummim here.
当我们知道乌明是采光，土明是完全，但是这个意思今天我们不太明白。
Although we do know that Urim means light and Thummim means perfection, but the true meaning we really do not understand it today.
但是你知道这个决断的胸牌在胸前。
This breastplate of judgment is right upon your chest.
今天或者我们有一个这样的领会啊，我有个这样的领会。
So I have this understanding regarding this.
如果我们真正能够领会我们在主心中的地位。
If we can truly understand our position our status in our Lord's heart.
我们就会了解。
Then we'll understand this.
主连他的命都不要给了我们，还有什么不给我们的呢？
Since the Lord has delivered up his own life to us, is there anything else he would restrain from us?
他没有意思隐藏他的旨意。
He has no intention to hide his will.
他不会不让他的心上人去知道他的旨意。
And he would never not allow the man of his heart to understand his will.
不是神不让我们知道他的旨意。
It's not that God does not want us to know his will.
是我们的心没有贴在主的身上。
It's our heart hasn't clinged to him.
因为清心的人有福了，他们必得见神，必知道神的旨意。
Blessed is the man with a pure heart, for he shall know the will of God.
我一直记得宾路易师母。
I always remember Sister Bing Louis.
他说，明白神的旨意，在乎95%的功夫是你有没有预备好顺服神的旨意。
For a person to understand God's will, 95% of your pursuing depends on the state in which you are ready to obey Him.
外袍。
Now, this robe.
以弗德的外袍是全蓝色的。
The robe of this ephod is totally blue.
这位教我们简单的告诉我们是讲到基督属天的性质。
Very simply, it tells us of the heavenly nature of Christ.
我们活在基督里要活出他属天的性情。
Since we live in Christ, we have to live out this heavenly nature of him.
外袍是基督荣耀的彰显。
This robe is the manifestation of Christ's glory.
一切不是属天的都不能够包括在里面。
Everything that does not belong to this heavenness cannot be included in this robe.
今天我们活在哪里呢？
So today, where do we live?
弟兄姊妹，我实在觉得今天人的难处。
Brothers and sisters, I do feel today are all of our hardship.
我们翻开以赛亚第六章。
Now maybe we should turn to Isaiah 6.
以赛亚第六章第九到十节大家都很熟悉，新约里面已经引了好多次。
Isaiah 6, 9 to 10, very familiar verses being recited in New Testament also.
九十节他说，你去告诉这百姓说，你们听是听见却不明白，看是看见却不晓得，要使这百姓心蒙脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，便得医治。
And he said, Go and tell these people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of these people dull, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed.
这些话好像是今天很多人的光景。
All this saying is really the very snapshot of so many people.
说你们听是听见却，你们听是听见却不明白，看是看见却不晓得。
So you hear, but you do not understand. You see, but you do not perceive.
我发现你们这里的年轻人比较好啊。
I realize that your young people are really good here.
我看到很多地方的年轻人就是这个样子，听是听见却不明白，看是看见却是不知道。
I've seen so many young people in many places. They are just like what the verse says here. Keep on hearing but do not understand. Keep on seeing but do not perceive.
好像是这个世界或者是宗教叫他们心里蒙了脂油，耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷。
as though the world or the religion has made their heart dull and the ears heavy and their eyes dim.
不是神恐怕他们眼睛看见啊，耳朵听见心里明白就回转过来得医治，不是神恐怕，是他们自己恐怕。
Now it's, this verse does not mean that God is afraid that maybe they could see, they could hear, they could understand. It is they themselves, they would not do so.
我为什么这样讲？
Why did I say so?
我就发现今天有很多的人，基督徒包括。
I realize there are so many people, including Christians.
你看他们没有一个绝对向着神的心。
They do not have this absolute heart toward God.
他们恐怕听见了，就真正要跟从主。
So they're afraid that if they truly hear God, they have to follow.
我希望我们当中的年轻人没有这种的感觉。
I hope none of our young people has this kind of sentiment.
他说，如果我真是听见看见了跟从主啊，那世界怎么办呢？我就没有机会去享受了。
Now you would never. I hope none of you would say that if I truly see and hear and understand God's will, what's going to happen to the world? I won't be able to follow it anymore.
弟兄姊妹，今天的世界，今天的宗教，甚至基督教，很多时候叫我们去成功，去享受人生。
Today's world, today's religion, including Christianity, tells us that to be successful and to enjoy our life.
但是他知道跟随主是走十字架的道路。
But to follow the Lord means to walk on in the way of God.
如果我真是听见了，我真是看见了。我要这样跟从主啊！哎呀，
and,
我害怕呀。
And they say that if I truly see and I truly hear, this is the way to follow the Lord. Oh no, I'm so afraid to do so.
所以他们心蒙只有耳朵发沉，眼睛昏迷，恐怕看见。
This is why their heart of is dull, their ears are heavy, their eyes are dim. So the verse says,
侍奉主的人。
Lest they see with their eyes a man who truly serves the Lord.
一个做祭司的人。
A person who is a priest.
他的外袍是完全属天的颜色。
His outer robe is totally heavenly in blue.
一切不属天的都不包括在里面。
Anything that does not belong to heavenness cannot be included.
而且这个外袍只有一个领口，而且把头穿过领口，而且呢，这领口是要像铠甲的做法，十分牢固，叫我们实在能够得到属天的荫庇，非常的牢靠跟安全。
This robe has an opening for his head in the middle of it. And it has a woven binding all around its opening, like the opening in a coat of mail. It's so sturdy. So it's just like we are being put in the shadow of the heavens.
完全，他以拯救为衣给我们穿上。
Just like the verse says that he has clothed us with the garment of salvation.
我们完全给笼罩在基督属天的供应保护底下。
We are totally shadowed with this heavenly provision and protection.
而且二十八节下面说，裙子周围底边上有蓝色、紫色、朱红色线做的石榴。
33. And also in 33 it says, upon the robe's hem you shall make.Pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet all around it.
我们时间没有，我们只能简单的说，石榴里面充满了能力，对不对？
Since we are running out of time, we do know that pomegranates are full of all the seeds within.
籽粒满满的。
And there are so many of them.
生命丰盛的象征。
It representing the fullness of life.
表明生命的荣耀与华美。
And manifesting the beauty and glory of life.
我们有的事情我们要越过去，我们不要讲了。
I have to skip some of the points here.
而且三升六节是用金金做一面牌，上面刻图画之法，刻着归耶和华为圣。
You should also make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it like the engraving of a signet, holiness to the Lord.
你知道大祭司头上戴上冠冕。
You know that there is a turban.
祭司头上要有裹头巾。
And also on the priest there should be this cap on their head.
为荣耀，为华美。
For glory and for beauty.
都是用细麻造成的。
They're all made by fine linen.
细麻讲到圣洁公义。
Fine linen speaks of holiness and righteousness.
属神的人在生活上我们必须有圣洁公义。
So those of us who belong to God in our life, there has to be righteousness and holiness.
如果我们的头分别出来归给神，
We have to set our head apart unto God.
身体也有分别出来归给神。
Also our body is set apart unto God.
冠冕说明祭司的服饰要流露出神的圣洁公义。
The turban means priestly service has to overflow with God's righteousness and holiness.
而且那里说是归耶和华为圣。
And here he says, holy to the Lord.
尊主为大。
To magnify the Lord.
还有一个意思就是把主权完全归给主。
It also means to give your autonomy totally to the Lord.
当你的头上说归耶和华为圣的时候，
When there is this inscription on your head, holy to the Lord,
他是主，他是王，他是一切。
Then it means he is the Lord, he is the king, he is everything.
还有一个意思，
There's another meaning to this.
一个服侍主的人，
A person who serves the Lord,
你的头上要有权柄。
On his head, there has to be this authority.
或者你的头上要有主的权柄。
Or to say that on your head, there should be God's sovereignty.
不是我的权柄。
Not my authority.
还要做内袍、腰带、裹头巾，为荣耀，为华美。40-41。
In the verses 40 and 41, you should make tunics, you shall make sashes for them, make caps or hats for them, for glory and for beauty.
内袍是用细麻做的。
This tunic is made of fine linen.
讲到基督生命的性情。
It speaks of the very nature of Christ's life.
而且要遮盖一切的肉体。
And also, it will cover all the flesh.
而且服饰要用真理当作带子出腰。
And also, when we serve, we have to have the truth as a belt to gird your loin.
当我们这样粗粗的看一看祭司的圣衣的时候。
So, when we read about the holy garment of priest in a very broad brush,
我们实在觉得这些的条例，分别为圣的条例。
We do understand that all these statutes about consecration
实在成为我们今天服侍主的时候一些的提醒。
Should also serve as the very reminders for all of us as we serve Him.
我们今天只是很快的点了一下。
Now today, very quickly, we simply highlight some points.
因为弟兄们回去，你自己好好再读一下。
I would advise you, brothers and sisters, as you go back home, study them closely.
主的话是要我们成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because the word of the Lord should become the light on our before our feet, and also the light on our path.
这一切。都是让基督的荣美从我们身上彰显出来。
All this is to enable us to manifest the glory of Christ.
我们再说，亚伦没有什么了不起的地方。
Let me say it again. There's nothing spectacular about Aaron.
是神的拣选。
It is purely God's election.
是因着他所穿的圣衣。
It's all because of the holy garment that he puts on.
我们今天服侍主。
So likewise, today as we serve the Lord,
我们是一样进到基督里面 佩戴基督，也彰显基督。
We should,
让他，让我们说归耶和华为圣。
So we should go enter into Christ, put on Christ, and to overflow the nature of Christ, and just like what the verse says, holy to the Lord.
愿主能够用我们。
May the Lord use us.
这些话是那么清楚、细致、仔细的指引我们的服事。
Because all these words show lead us in services so clearly, so detailed, and also so delicately.
愿这些话能够成为我们的帮助。
May all these words become our help.
我们好不好请黄弟兄为我们做个结束的祷告。
Brother Huang, could you please close this with a prayer?
感谢你常常向我们说
话。Lord, we thank you that for you often speak to us.
把我们从世界分别出来就是单单为了服事。
You have separated us from the world solely for the purpose to serve you.
借着你的话把你心里向打开。
If only through these words, once again, open our hearts.So that we will know how to serve you. Not only have we received the life of Christ Jesus, but also to serve you in this life. So that through this life, we could actually manifest you. So that your name will be highly exalted in our services. Oh Lord, we thank you that if only you could continue to lead us with this word. So as we're learning together to serve you, all these words will work in us.So that your will be done in your children and in the church eventually. So we could give more of the glory to you. Thank you for your presence with us tonight. remember tomorrow's meetings also. Continue to lead us into the fullness of Christ through your Holy Spirit.To you, we offer this glory and thanksgiving. Hear our prayer. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.